I think it was 1967, there was an opening in the lab for a technician who would be testing pulp, and I applied for it and got the job and did not get warm responses from any men because it was strictly a male-dominated department, and they thought a woman had absolutely no place there.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and but I did it, and I proved to them that I could do the work. The one thing you were required to do was make hand sheets from the little small beater that was up there, and you, in order to do that, you had to weld this 30-pound. It was like a rolling pin
Oh, you did it that way?
to roll out. You know, you'd get some of the stock on this
On a screen?
round screen, and then you'd have to roll it with the rolling pin to get the water out of it so that you'd end up with a sheet of paper. And then from that paper, you'd do all the physical tests on it to
Strength,
find
strength.
out the strength, the opacity, the brightness of the sheet, the whole nine yards. And I did that for a while, and I really liked that. And I learned how to do all the physical tests on paper. And
Was there a little more pay for that job than
yeah,
you'd gotten in the other one?
yes.
Now, who trained you to do those things?
Well, it was the technicians that were out there at that time. One of them was Hank Wright, who was a brilliant man. And he taught me the fine tuning of the department. And there were a lot of different people that worked out there, and each of them had their own little separate thing that they did in the lab.
And was everyone else there were men?
Yeah.
And did they all treat you kind of like you
It
were
was like,
treating
you know, you've
along
got these little snickers or like kind of eyebrows raised, and I knew I wasn't wanted out there, but I think they
There
all,
wasn't anything really blatant
oh
as far
no,
as
oh
okay,
no,
yeah,
no.
just an attitude.
It was an attitude. But I think they all, you know, as they got to know me, I think they really did like me, and they were very, very helpful.
Now, who made the decision to put you in the lab? Who was the person who actually hired you for that job?
Well, at the time we had a personnel manager, his name was Larry Lynch. And I actually think that he was still there, although I'm not sure. But you know, they couldn't refuse me because we were unionized and I had the right to bid on that job. However, it was very short-lived because the pulp mill closed down.
When did that close?
It was sometime, let's say.
Was it in the 70s or was it
No, it
before?
was before that. I think that closed sometime in 67.